in this talk this morning. We're going to talk about some things that are being born, some things that have yet to be born, and some exciting next steps for C3, for us as a community. And I'm excited to share the stage this morning with none other than our executive director, Shannon McMaster. He has been my co-worker of late, and we have thoroughly enjoyed working together. I won't speak for him. I've enjoyed working with you, Shannon. You can share your, if you have another opinion, you can share that another place. We'll talk about that. But I'll point out too that fine sweater that he's wearing there was knit by none other than his very own Charity McMaster, who's over there knitting away. And I only see the small little pieces of what she knits, so I never actually see the finished product. And I have been seeing him wear this for weeks, and I never knew that. So yeah. Are you? Oh, out of the way. Gotcha. Thank you. Okay. So this is a talk that we're calling More Than a Sunday Creating Space to Grow. And we want to talk specifically about kind of where we've come, where we're going, and the journey that C3 has been on. And Shannon, you can maybe start with a little bit of your journey for anybody who doesn't know you in this position or your history with this community. Maybe start there.
Hello. I'm glad to see so many here in the room, including some people who I don't know that I've ever seen in the room before, so welcome. And hello, everybody online and in the future who gets to enjoy this as well. I've been with C3, Charity and I have been with C3 since 2014, actually. I was recently looking into that question and was surprised that it's been almost 10 years now that we've been here. I've been a volunteer in more than one capacity across a few committees that make up what C3 does, that idea that this is a member-led, member-driven group, and Charity and I were invited in very, very soon after our initial appearance here in order to help navigate some changes that were going on at that time. And over the years, we've each been involved in increasingly responsible roles. Charity spent some time on the board and was even chair for a while. And I've served on the board also for a bit. And what I've learned here is that C3 is always undergoing some sort of change, and that the community is always, I don't even want to use the phrase stepping up, even though that's the easy one to use in a sentence like this, because it's not stepping up. It's not the leaders are saying y'all need to do X, Y, or Z. It's the community acting its will, its embodiment, its creative energy to make this community what it is. And when I talk about this community being a community, one of the things that's very prominent in my mind about it is that we are not all assenting to a set of beliefs. We're agreeing on values that this community itself generated in open conversation. And it's in the process of living that values that people with different experiences and different points of view and not always in agreement come together to find a path that works and sustains this community as a vibrant force in each of our individual lives. It's an amazing, remarkable work of art that we've put together in our collective efforts. And we're in another period of change. In 2023, the board looked around and realized that we were in a period where we needed a little bit more focus in how we energized ourselves. And so they decided to hire an executive director, and they did a search. And I put myself forward, and there were more candidates than just me, and I was happy to be the one who was the right choice, but I would also have been happy had the right choice been somebody else, because I have such confidence in this community's capacity to lead itself. And the role of this executive director position isn't to be the boss of you. It's to hear what you want to accomplish and then make that happen effectively and efficiently, rather than having to rely on people's evenings and weekends to fill out a bunch of forms or to do fiddly bits. We want this community to be visionary. And so that's where I'm at right now.
And when I came to this community, so I'm newer here. I've been in this position for less than a year and been a part of this community for less than a year, even though it feels far longer, in a good way. When I first came and was interviewing for this position, I've told the board and the search committee this as well. One of the trickiest pieces about me accepting this role was the things that it triggered in me from my days as a portable church pastor. We spent 7 years of portable church setting up and tearing down every week when I was a pastor in Indiana. And when I was done, I could not have more vehemently been done with setting things up and tearing it down. And yet, here we are. And this community has been portable for 14 years now. That's a long time. The metaphor that we came up with when we were talking this week is it's kind of like driving 100,000 miles on a donut on your car. Like, it's impressive, but why? Like, you don't need to do that. And we've kind of exhausted and have hit the limits on the portability phase for us, because there's some very real timelines kicking into place with this building saying that we need to move out and to find next steps. So we wanted to first start by just acknowledging we've come a long, long way. I think this is before I was born, but some of you I know remember the ad campaign from Virginia Slims, "You've come a long way, baby." Anybody? Okay, you can show the hands here. Anybody smoke Virginia Slims in here? Come on, hold your hands up. You can admit it. Okay. Come a long way, baby. We've all come a long way as a community. And we just had that history recap there back in November as we celebrated where we've come. But there's still more of the story being written. One of the pieces, we took elements from the strategic plan and broke them out into quotes that are kind of in the bulletin there. That first one is that, and this is how the strategic plan starts out, our goal is to create more C3 in the world, more members, more community events, more opportunities to welcome people into an inclusive approach to the spiritual life. Shan, you want to talk about that? Because that is how you started out the strategic plan. And maybe kind of give a little bit of a recap as to how the strategic plan came to being.
So it's been a while since we did any long-range planning. And certainly the last time we did it, it was before COVID, before lockdowns, before so many things in the world changed. When I was hired, one of the very first things I did was come here and have a conversation with the director of Central Park Place to reset the relationship. We'd had some exciting times in 2023 that were often difficult. And the conversation started terrific, and we agreed that what happened in 2023 was done and water under the bridge, and we didn't need to rehash that. And then she said, "So now you need to know what happens next." And I was, "Okay, what happens next?" And she said, "In summertime of 2026, we're going to need the Mackinac Ballroom. We have our own strategic plan in place." And so I said, "Oh, that's good to know. Thank you, Char." So I came out of that meeting and knew that we had to not only move in May now of next year, we've got until the end of May of next year to find a new place to hold this gathering. And that presented an opportunity to find out from the community what C3 looks like in 2026. And we had a series of meetings. We had a survey about how we wanted to approach the question. And among the results of that survey was 90% of us preferred some sort of a lease option to an option where we own a building. But also, everybody, more than 90%, was in favor of a variety of options that ultimately included the space we lease is a space that we occupy fully throughout the week, around the year, day or night, that we can do C3 inflected things in. Sunday gathering, of course. Affinity groups like book club, men's group, women's journey. Spur of the moment things like game nights. Somebody says, oh, I got a new board game, and we're talking on Sunday, and let's meet at the office on Tuesday, and we can just do that, and we don't have to scramble around and find a place, and we can build the human connections that are in our community through those kinds of events in a space that is ours on demand. And also what came up in those conversations was a desire to host events that face the larger community where we find ourselves here in Northwest Ottawa County and West Michigan and the United States. And things like being able to host a blood drive, being able to host a warming room if the weather turns bad, or a cooling room in the summertime. Things like conferences, more events similar to when we had John Philip Newell in this past autumn. All of these things become things that become easier, become more vital, become more C3 in the world when we have a space that is a space we can call our own. And in the movement to a time when we're not meeting here and scrambling to find room in the library or leasing a space at the museum, which are all okay options, or we live that way, that is the real world. But we're most fully ourselves when we embody our community in a space. And that is a thing that rose up out of the conversations. That was the strongest mood in the room whenever we would get together and talk about things. And we talked about space, and we talked about growth, and we talked about finances when we developed the plan. And I say we a lot. I gathered together a group of us in the community for various conversations. I have had conversations with people. I'm certain everybody in this room has had more than one conversation with other people in this room about what C3 could be like in the world. And the plan document, and I'll forward out on Monday a link so everybody can read the final plan document that the board adopted in December. And the plan document reflects all of that, all of those conversations, to the point where a sizable chunk of the document is an appendix that contains all the feedback that I got when I invited the feedback to the draft text of the plan back in the mid-autumn.
And to be clear, so we've had some people say, like, what is the best way to provide feedback on this kind of thing? Now, we've been giving plenty of options for that, and we always want to do that. The easiest way is to simply just email Shannon or myself, and it's Shannon or S. McMaster at c3westmichigan.org, or just Brad at c3westmichigan.org. And we sometimes, I think that's in the bulletin too. I mean, you can email us anytime with any amount of feedback. But we're taking this feedback and this strategic plan when you get it to give you a heads up. Shannon has done a fantastic job, but most of us don't sit around reading strategic plans for fun. That's not like, you know, evening bedside reading material. It's a plan of attack that allows Shannon and the board and the teams and our community to be able to move forward with strategy and purpose on these next steps. The little quote here that is also a direct piece from the strategic plan highlights what we said. C3 has until the middle of 2026 to locate a new place for Sunday gatherings. the plan, the strategic plan was developed, or this strategic plan was developed to focus our attention on that need. Our financial situation for current operations would remain good for the foreseeable future if circumstances remain unchanged. However, the situation will change in 2026. This will involve additional expenses. You want to talk to that, Shannon?
A space that is ours on demand will be more expensive than a space that we use for 4 hours on Sunday. It will be more expensive, and there will be asks for specific targeted goals. We do not, at the moment, have a number that I can give to you today. We've been looking at spaces, even during the development of the plan, when it was entirely, before it was entirely clear what the space needs would probably be, to get a sense of what the market is like. And the market is tough for where we're at. If we needed 1,200 square feet, we could find that in a day or two. If we needed 2,400 square feet, we could find that in very short order. If we needed 10,000 square feet, we could find that pretty quickly. It looks like what we need is something in the neighborhood of about 6,000 square feet, and that's difficult. And until we start to find a plausible space in that range, we're not going to have a good sense of how much the funds required to renovate that space will be, or what the funds to maintain that space are going to be. We're going to ask for your patience as I work with the board and solve those factors. And also, I'm going to be asking for your contributions of time and wisdom to figure out how we can best use these spaces. There will be plenty of opportunities. Oh my goodness, I'm going to need so much help from this community. This community, as we created ourselves in the past, I will merely be turning to this community to help create ourselves in the future. This is not me creating this community. This is me acting out the will that this community develops.
So we're at the stage, if anybody can remember the time of life when you were either planning a family or when you were looking to purchase a house. Do you remember that feeling? Maybe you've been in your house for a while, and then you sit down with your partner, and you start to say, like, hey, do we think we want to move? Yeah, I think so. I think it's time to sell. And you start looking, and you meet with a realtor, and you go out and look. And the first thing that often happens is the holy crap, houses are expensive now, right? We remember that kind of like jolt of reality. We're experiencing that in our own ways as we're exploring the options, as Shan said. And to be clear, this is something that's a little bit of a unique space. C3 is unique even in its makeup, in that we are centrally located here in Grand Haven, but yet we pull from Grand Rapids, pull from Spring Lake and Muskegon, and we pull all the way from Holland. So we pull from lots of different areas. But if we're looking in this space, we can't just wave a magic wand and make buildings magically appear. So we're looking with what is existingly available, and most of that is going to be lease space. If you're building, everybody goes through that same thing, you know, when you're looking at a house too. Should we build or should we buy? Well, you can build what you want. It's going to cost more. And so that's why for us in our next steps, realistically, leasing looks to be a much more desirable option. But there's so many different ways you can lease. You can have the landlord put in a lot more of the upfront development and build out. We can do it in exchange for lower lease rates. So at this stage, we're still kind of looking before we can come back with here's some next step options. But we're recognizing that there is a gap between where we're at now and our current expenses and where we're going to need to be if we're looking at this next step there. And we don't want to just talk about the financial piece, because the financial piece is one part of it and the building is one part of it. What we're really excited about is the opportunities to create more C3 in the world. That last quote that's in your bulletin is, as C3 grows, we should expect new members to join the community, and we need to be ready to bring their voices and passions into our programming while maintaining a steady respect for our mission and values. I want to talk about this for just a little bit. In my role here as lead teacher and as we're kind of looking at the Sunday gathering as the primary way that people engage with us, we know this isn't the only way, but this is a large way. And so we're putting a lot of time and effort into making this gathering the best that it can be. And we recognize that what makes a community is this. It's a mixture of wise, seasoned elders, people who have been in the game for a while, who know some things, who have seen some things, right? I can see by the looks on some of your faces, you've seen some stuff, right? You've been places. But we also have fresh new faces and new people coming, and we need that healthy, vibrant mix. And to grow into our next role, we're welcoming new voices to join the seasoned elders and the voices of the ones who have built this community of where we're at right now. With change, as Shannon says, comes change, and we're developing new creative teams for ways to be able to make these gatherings more intentional. You all should have gotten a survey at the beginning of this year about talks and topics, how you identified. Along with Shannon's strategic plan that he's sending out, I'm going to include that as well in the email so you can see the results of that survey, because it's just kind of interesting to see the diversity, even of beliefs and backgrounds, of how you identify, where you identify on this spiritual spectrum, whether you even place yourself on that spectrum, what labels you choose to wear. And so we're adding and seeing more people come into the room, and as more voices come in, it gives us opportunity to bring fresh perspectives and fresh insight into who we are. But that change feels oftentimes uncomfortable, because it's asking us the question of what stays and what evolves. And this is life, isn't it, right? We do this all the time in our own personal lives. What is it that needs to remain and needs to be cultivated and worked on and developed? What things can I lovingly set aside and say, this served me for a season, but it no longer serves me now? And what, in honor of this season of Imbolc, what new things are asking to be born in our community and what evolves? You want to share any kind of last thoughts as we wrap up here?
I want to thank you all. You come every week. You listen to me. You come and you ask me questions. You tell me what you want to see in the world, and I fold that in with the other visions that we have, and I do what I can to bring all of that forward. But you don't need me. As much as I love the idea that you need me. This community reaches back over 150 years. I was talking with Brad a little while ago about how maybe later this year we have our 150th spiritual spirits party. And we have a cocktail party to celebrate ourselves. We'll see if that comes together. But you didn't need me for 149 years. Someday, I'll shuffle off and you won't need me then. And you don't really need me now. But please do come and talk to me and tell me what you do need so I can help you get there.
So, kind of these key takeaways. We're hitting all these points here from a broad flyover. The things that we're going to be communicating about next steps will come when they're ready and when we're at the point where we're ready to share certain pieces. We're not withholding information to be able to spring a grand reveal. We wish that we had some great ace up our sleeves that we could whip out and then show you this fancy building that we've been keeping in the back of our stash for a while. That's unfortunately not the case. But we're excited because there's opportunities. There's options. It's a lot of work. Anybody who's been involved in that process knows how much work it is to try to find spaces and to try to think through what a community like ours looks like in this next chapter of its evolving. Personally, I would love to see this space be a space that celebrates the musical creativity that we see so frequently here at C3. One of the pieces that drew me and my family originally to this community is the fact that every week we have often West Michigan or regional independent artists that come and share their gift, and that is an incredible treat. What if we had the space to be able to do something like this as more than just a Sunday? These are the kind of things that we're dreaming about. And of course, those dreams come with price tags. And those price tags cause us to make some very realistic choices about where we're at. But where we're at is a good place. The work ahead will require some adaptability, some flexibility as we change, as we try out some new things that are going to feel uncomfortable, because change often feels uncomfortable while it's happening, but it is how we grow. So we're excited for where we're at, and what we're simply asking as the results of this is for you to be thinking about what is your next step in this community and how you're a part of this future, whatever that looks like and wherever that looks like. We're grateful for you. And speaking of music, we're going to invite World back to the stage here while we take ourselves out of the mess and let them set all their musical goodies back up. While they're doing that, just a reminder as well that with this, you guys, you can come on up there. I'm going to buy you some time since we made a mess of all your instruments. We are grateful for artists, creatives, and those within our community who lead meditations, who share their art with us. Last week, Klemp, what was Karen Klemp had her art on display. Every single week, I'm astounded by the artistic creativity, the beauty of this community. So we're grateful, to borrow Rod's phrase that I've loved for years, Ubuntu is that idea that I am because you are. And I think that this community reflects that value so perfectly. We are because we are each individually bringing the best of ourselves together. And we're grateful for you bringing the best of yourselves to this community. And we look forward to some more music from World. Thank you.